All right, guys. Welcome to Below the Belt Show. This is the second time he's been on Below the Belt Show. He's been on the Academy Award-nominated film Straight Outta Compton. He's been in the amazing Luke Cage series on Netflix. And one of his newest projects is Baby Driver, another incredible film, guys. We have R. Marcus Taylor on the line. What's up, R. Marcus?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good to have you on Below the Belt Show.
Thanks.
This is your second time on BTB, so we're certainly happy to have you back. We hope you enjoyed your first visit to our show, but now you're back.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I had a lot of fun with you guys.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you remember us, man. Last time we had you on the show, R. Marcus, was talking about, one of the most incredible movies of that year. I believe 2015, Straight Outta Compton, and now this year, Baby Driver, man. So, man, congratulations on all the success, first of all, man.
Thanks. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a blessing.
Now, can you, if you could, talk to us of how you actually got that role in a Baby Driver. Was there any, basically, if you could throw out the audition process and how you basically got cast in the movie.
Yeah, sure. My agent, Peter Young, got a call from casting for Baby Driver saying that Edgar Wright was really interested in me to audition for the role. And I said, Edgar Wright, yeah, sure.
The hell yeah.
It was like it's a no-brainer, you know, so... I did that, and I did an audition, and I did one more, and I got the part of Army.
Yeah, man. So this movie, the score on Rotten Tomatoes was just insane. Yeah. Critics loved it. Audiences loved it. What was your favorite part of being on that set?
Wow, just honestly just getting along with everybody. Everybody. It was no problems. That was kind of the first time I got to just like relax and just have fun with it. And I had a lot of support from, you know, Jamie Foxx, Mr. Spacey, and Ansel. And Ansel he's like the lead star. And, you know, he could sing really good. So he would show, you know, let me listen to his songs. This guy can sing.
That guy can sing, huh?
Yeah. All the stunt guys, stunt family was there. Everybody was great, man. It was just such a positive vibe. Was so much vision. People just wanted to work, have fun, blowing stuff up, driving the cars, shooting stuff, acting witty, crazy. You know? It was so much fun. It was the first time, I could just relax and just have fun. You know, that was great. I won't forget that.
That's awesome. You mentioned Ansel being a good singer. Are you as good a rapper as Suge Knight?
I don't think he's a rapper.
He was not a rapper.
He is a producer,
he was not a rapper.
Yeah, he wasn't a rapper.
Did you get to meet him by any chance? Did you go visit him?
Didn't have the pleasure, actually. I thought I was, but it didn't work out, I guess. The situation he was dealing with. So
Did you hear back from anyone, you know, his camp or whatever, that said how he thought of your betrayal of him?
Actually, yeah. Like, his cousin, you know, said, like, you really did good. I was like, thanks. Seriously, he said, like, you made him articulate. You didn't make him. Of course, it kind of looks like that on the screen, but I wasn't trying to make it a mean person. Just a guy that's trying to make his life, make his mark on the world, like the rest of the world.
Hey, real quick, R. Marcus, are you using speakerphone or are you on the handset?
I'm on a handset. Can you hold on?
If there's,
can you hear me better?
Oh my God! Wow. Yes,
like night and day.
Oh my Jeez. God, so much better.
Oh wow!
What did you do differently?
Like shine.
What did you do differently?
I took the handset off.
Oh, it's actually.
And this is like Beats by Dre earphones, man. So.
Oh, we got to hit up Dre for new ones.
Oh, it's okay. So it's the headphones. So yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work as well when you talk directly through. So much better.
You know, incidentally,
no worries, yeah.
I heard while he was filming during that year that he dressed up for Halloween as Suge Knight and went to a 7-Eleven and got free stuff. Is that true?
I don't know that. I sincerely doubt that. I sincerely, Mr. Dre, I Dr. Dre. No, I sincerely doubt that.
No, not Dre. I was talking about Suge. As you played him, you went out for Halloween
as Suge.
Yeah, and went to 7-Eleven.
Nah.
Like, oh, okay.
I don't do that.
Actually,
no. If you pay me,
well, you know what? You actually took your character of Suge to the Oscars, didn't you? I remember. You in the orchestra seats in a straitjacket.
Yeah, first. Yeah, I didn't like that at first because I was like. They're trying to make me the you know the Hannibal the cannibal of the Oscars.
Right. Like, you probably want
cookies and people. Like, come on. So they kind of. I was like, nah, I didn't want to do that. So the next half, they put me in the suit. Of course it's prison orange, but by that time I already had the two COs on my payroll.
Oh, there you go.
And I had them on my payroll, and I outbid all the actors and actresses, and I got all the cookies for the Girl Scout cookies thing for that show. I remember that. It was, yeah. So I Suge won in the end in the Oscars. He had the most laughs and stuff. So.
Would you have rather?
I forgot who won.
Would you rather been just sitting enjoying the awards show, dressed to the nines in your tux, or did you enjoy doing that skit?
It was fun because, when Chris Rock asks, he asked, and I was like, I was just honored for him to reach out. And, he's a legend. So I said, sure. I said, bless him. And I did it, and I got, and my best part was my wife was there. She was in, like, the third or fourth row, at the Oscars, treated like a queen. So that was great. That feeling was made me feel good. It was that was worth it.
That's awesome, man. And you actually reprised your role as Suge in something called Surviving Compton, Dre Suge.
Yeah, the Michelle A story.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
They saw your portrayal in Straight Outta Compton and just pretty much offered you this role. Is that how that happened?
Yeah, it was an offer, and I had put on a lot of weight for the Suge role. Then I put on extra weight for that role, and I was like, "Oh wow!" And it did really good. It was really that was a really good show, really good movie, and it did really well. It was on Lifetime, and but now I'm 100 pounds lighter now. So
okay, you had to drop the weight. Yeah. Yep.
By the way, Tupac said he hates all of you. By the way, I just wanted to let you know that he's very angry. So. I
Tupac, you know where he's at?
I do.
He alive?
Yes, he is.
I thought he was in. Is he in Brazil?
No, he's in my basement, actually.
What has he been eating for the last 20 years?
Well, here's the thing. Because he and I grew up together. I went to school for the arts.
Right? Yeah.
So he came back to Baltimore, and so he said, I need to dip out for a while. So I said, just stay in my parents' basement, right? So he moved in there. He smokes a lot of weed, eats a lot of food, and plays video games all day. But he's very...
Yeah, that's what the rappers, the real good rappers do.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. So he just wanted me to tell you that when
well,
he knew
I
was,
mean,
you know.
You don't, no, I don't... I wasn't in his movie. What are y'all mad at me for? Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good
I
point.
I wasn't in his movie.
They asked me to be in this movie, but I said no. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on.
Yeah, no problem. Guys, we're on the line with the one and only R. Marcus Taylor, who is best known for his role as Suge Knight, and of course his current role in Baby Driver. So,
sorry about that.
Hey, he's back. Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That was his connect.
Those are your, yeah, oh, yeah.
Connect, yeah, sorry about that. Going. Yeah, I'm fine now.
Is that your weed guy?
Me?
No, I'm just teasing.
No. Man, please, man. Please, I can't be. If I sneeze, man, people are going to bother me. No.
That makes sense. So let's talk about. So you're part of the Marvel Universe now.
Yeah.
You played the role of Amos in.
Famous Amos.
In Luke Cage, which is really cool. Wow, congratulations. How did that come about as far as landing that role?
Well, that was kind of like a gift.
Nice.
Honestly.
It's Marvel, it is a gift.
It is a gift. And so what happened was I basically got a call from a legendary stunt coordinator, James Luke, and he is the stunt coordinator for Luke Cage.
Yes, we know James Luke. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, I've grew up watching him, and I had the honor and privilege to work with him on another project with Donald Dragon Wilson. And then he gives me a call. He's like, hey, you want to be in Luke Cage? I was like,
yeah.
And at first it was just going to be like stunts with some lines and stuff. But then I was like, wait a minute, I just played Suge. It's no harm for me to ask, can I be a character? You know, that's in the comic book too.
Wow.
And I was like, can I have a name? I just thought, I didn't know it was going to work. But I was like, well, I did play a pretty good actor in Strata Compton, so it worked out.
I can't believe you just asked for a role and you were giving it to it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is a gift, man. Damn.
Yeah, that was and then I found out that the actor that played Suge Knight in Notorious, in the Biggie Smalls movie.
Yeah.
He was in a role too. His name is Sugar on Luke Cage. So we got the two Suges.
Both
movies.
What?
So then like the creator of the film, of the series was like, we got something here. So let's put these guys in there. And it really did good. And you see what happened. Luke Cage premiered. It broke Netflix.
It literally did, didn't it?
Yeah. And then the first episode, basically in every episode, I got my butt whipped. Luke Cage beat me up in every single episode. Broke my hand, came back.
Wait, not broke your hand, literally.
I mean, not literally, but in the film. Right. I mean, in the TV, in the episode, broke my hand, and I went through the window. And that is me going through the window because I do all my stunts still.
Yeah, because you are a stuntman turned actor, which I think is really impressive that you were able to take that craft and successfully transition to the other thing, which is amazing. But, doing your stunts, you have to be very careful because, obviously, two tragedies happened recently, Marcus.
I know.
One on Deadpool 2.
One of them was a friend of me, John, from Walking
Dead. And Walking Dead was the other guy, yeah. What?
Yeah, that, he was a good guy too, and
man.
That's just. And now, it appeared. I mean, Deadpool Part 2. That's just the passed away. I knew who she was too, but not really.
It's
very sad.
Before that incident with the Walking Dead stuntman, there hadn't been an accident on set for many, many years. It's been a long time. So these two just happening. Do you think anything could have been done to prevent each situation?
Well, I wasn't there, and I've asked questions because I was actually on set, on another set, not like maybe next door to him. And when I found out, and we all rushed out, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And all the stunt guys, and we all just prayed, and I was just like praying, and you know, it was just really, it was just a bummer, because this could have been avoided. You know, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, but I just gotta say, I'm gonna say this about for stunts.
Mm-hmm.
We make stunt people make the movie better. Without stunts, what else? If you're doing some type of action thriller,
right.
or not just things that have to be done, like, you know, you got to run here, you got to go over a fence, or even a fall. The actor can't do it. He's not trained. He or she is not trained to do it.
Absolutely.
That's why stunt people are there.
They're the unsung heroes.
Yeah,
they really are.
And think about it. There is no Oscar nomination or for anything in stunts.
I find
you
that a travesty.
You got that for makeup and mm-hmm. hair, which
yes.
is and special effects, which is needed. But the stunt community deserves some type of recognition.
Do you think that
absolutely.
They don't have it?
It's maybe because the actor wants to portray himself as doing the stunt and doesn't want it leaked out there that it's actually a stunt person. That could be why.
Well, you know what? But that, like I said, it wouldn't be true.
Right.
And I mean, the stunt person's job is to make the actor look good. I understand. But I mean, if it wasn't for the stunts, they wouldn't look good.
No, and I totally agree, but working on sets also, like, I've been around people who've had, you know, body doubles and whatnot, and
mm-hmm.
it's written in the contract that you can't say anything, you know, and I've seen it. I'm like, that's not their real butt. I saw that person. You know, unless you look in the credits at the way bottom, but it's, yeah.
But don't you think, and you brought up a good point, don't you think that there should be, the stunt people should bring this up to the Academy? And
I do
actually
think that.
Push awards
and
to
absolutely.
Be given?
Which, no, I think it'd be great.
And actually, it is. There's an actor stunt legend. His name is Peter Antico. He is running for SAG president. And one of the things he's addressing about this, you know, this lack of concern for this, you know, this the stunt people's, you know, welfare and things like that. When it's like, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's happened to me, an accident where I went through a window once. They didn't blow the window. I still went through, and it was perfect. The director decided himself he wanted me to do it again, and even though I'm thinking about the money. I'm thinking about the money.
Yeah.
But then I did it again, and it didn't blow, and I almost died.
Jeez. Wow.
And I'm going to emergency room with 40 stitches, and I they were like, you can't do this. But I still went back that same day and finished my work, even
Jeez.
Though I shouldn't
Good
have.
Good for you. But wow.
Because I don't want nobody taking nothing away from me.
Yep.
But that being said, these are what the stunt people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is how they feed their families. This
mm-hmm.
is how they take care of themselves and their family. I just think that this type of situation, like the accidents,
mm-hmm.
this should be addressed and be fixed.
I agree. Obviously, I heard about the stunt woman that died on Deadpool.
Yeah.
She actually was inexperienced, and although she was an experienced motorcycle rider, it was her first time on a movie set, and they really were trying to match the look of the actress Zazie Beetz, who was playing Domino, and that's where, you know, she basically wasn't prepared for that type of scene. And
right, it's unfortunate, but it's
mm-hmm.
like you got to start somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a stunt person. And with her, she was a champion, a racer.
Right.
You know, so it was a position for her to do as a stunt double. But, you know, I don't know what happened there either. And I've just been sad about it, actually. But
yeah,
the thing is, it just needs to be fixed. All these things need to be announced and put out in the front
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't happen again. And also, it needs to be recognition. Mm-hmm. It needs to be recognized. I mean, bottom line, I just believe that.
I 110% agree with you.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah.
We don't want much. The stunt community doesn't, they don't expect that, but they deserve it.
Yeah. And you know what? If Tom Cruise used a stunt double, he wouldn't have shattered his ankle, which had to delay production on Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Stunt Cruise is another animal.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is not human. That guy really is. He has maybe 4 or 5 stunt doubles, but I'm going to tell you this. He does perhaps, honestly, 85 to 90%, if not more, of his stunts.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I mean, he lives by it. He's dedicated. He has like one of the most focused when it comes to this type of thing. Mm-hmm. He's done more stunts than most stunt people.
That's impressive.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's dedicated.
Well,
you know, he really wants it. You know, so hey, and he's doing it. You know, and it's just one of those things.
Well, speedy recovery.
He is the star of the story.
Yeah, speedy recovery to Tom Cruise for sure.
My fear is that in the future they're going to replace the actors with doing CGI, and there'll be no humans actually doing stunts. That's what happened.
Seriously, that's what happened to King Arthur. You know, like the CGI stuff. I don't know if you saw King Arthur with what's the guy's name from
Charlie Hume. Charlie Hume.
Yes.
That movie was great. And then if you see the last, you know, the scenes, it was really computerized and it looked really, you know, suspect.
Yeah. What about Star Wars Rogue One? They actually brought an actor back from the dead to play Grand Moff Tarkin. So CGI. Yeah, I mean, it's replacing actors.
What about in Asia? McDonald's? They're all robots at McDonald's behind the counter. So.
Yo, hey, man, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that is suspect that shouldn't be happening. Simple things that need to be adjusted, you know, it's Hollywood is Hollywood. I'm just trying to, you know, work.
Yeah,
that's the only thing
that I support, though, robotic wise, is sex robots. That's the only thing I'm down with. Like having a bunch of hot women.
As long as
sex
you don't
robots.
like hurt yourself.
Yeah.
As long as you don't hurt yourself, and if it's safe for everybody, you know, as long as you have you know, you need that safety switch.
I think, Koki, you're safe with your sex robots, right?
Oh, okay, thanks.
That's personal business. That's none of my business, what y'all do. But I'm not mad. We all grown out here.
Yes. Marcus, what made you decide to shift from stunts to being... You know, the star, being an actor, was a transition.
I didn't want to.
You didn't want to, really?
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to do acting stunts, like a stunt actor.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, I got to say, like, there was, at that time, there's some people out there that when they saw me, it's like, who is this guy coming out? No, he doesn't deserve this. He, you know, so I'm like, if I can't be with them, I got to go over them. And that's what I did.
Wow.
But I didn't expect this to happen.
Good for you.
I just wanted to do stunts and acting. But now I'm still doing some stunts, but
right.
I mean, what I'm doing now is like serious stuff, which is great.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's pretending. I love this stuff.
Oh, it's great to be a pretender, man. That's what's so great about the industry. Baby Driver's still in movie theaters. I just checked. It's still in a few theaters. Here in the DMV, it's been a month since its release, but I'm sure everyone will be checking in on demand, of course. Marcus, man, awesome. Great talking to you here on Below the Belt Show. And, of course, I got to throw out really quick, you're in a project with a friend of mine, Aaron O'Brien, Day of Reckoning. So I got to...
Oh, yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm not sure when that comes out. But
okay.
I play a different character. My character's name is the Sage.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, it's I'm a sage.
It's funny, Shug and Sage, very similar.
Right. And also, there's another. I'm in a TV series. It comes out in November.
Oh, sweet!
Called Step Up. It's called Step Up High Water. It's the movie Step Up. And
I worked on Step Up 1 and 2.
Oh, wow.
Here in Baltimore,
there you go.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So, and,
are you a dancer, too?
Channing Tatum. No, I ain't dancing. I ain't dancing to none of that. It ain't me dancing. Not the dancing that people think is, no. I'm getting down, but I ain't getting down dancing. But
nice, you got a part of this project, too.
Yeah, this is I'm one of the main characters in this. And
congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
It's on YouTube Red. It's on YouTube Red November 12th.
Oh, it comes out November 12th. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, Channing Tatum is the executive producer,
you
and his wife.
Channing and Jenna are awesome. I got to work with them closely and Step Up One. They're sweethearts.
Definitely.
Nice. And, of course, cool. The Night Shift I'm seeing here. You have an episode of the Night Shift.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I played like a. I play a cellist that ate the wrong thing and got him crazy.
I did the same thing in high school. I played with a cellist and but I ate something good.
You ate something good.
But I'm still friends with her.
I played.
Yeah.
Oh, what? I played the cello. I can play "Mary Had a Little Lamb."
Now there you go. There you go.
So I've improved.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to see that. Has that episode aired yet, The Night Shift?
Yeah, it aired already about maybe. But this stuff coming out. This stuff I can't tell you.
Yes.
And it's a blessing, you know. So you know, I'm just trying to keep.
We're happy,
but I don't want to be lateral. Hey, thanks.
When we had you on for Straight Outta Compton, I know you were just starting to get in the acting world, and now look at you, man. I'm just, proud of you, man. Doing a good job.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a blessing, a great ride, and you know, I'm the corny guy that just happens to pretend like he's really crazy, or I can pull it off really well. Too well, I guess.
Now, Cookie, you wanted to know what the R was for in R. Marcus. Have you revealed that yet in any interviews about the R?
Ricardo.
Ricardo. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you went by just the first initial versus Ricardo?
Well, it's Ricardo, and then it's Richard too, and it's like it's for my father. I said there's no R. Well, there's a lot of Marcos Taylors, but there's no R. Marcos Taylor. The R was just out of respect for my father's memory.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm named after him.
That's awesome. Well, man, R. Marcus, R., thank you for calling into Below the Belt Show. Two-time Below the Belt Show guest. If you could, let us know who you are, R. Marcus, and you're listening to Below the Belt Show throughout Baby Driver, Luke Cage, all your big projects, and throw out a Suge Knight catchphrase at the end. Whenever you're ready.
You want me to do a phrase?
Yeah, just say who you are. You're listening to Below the Belt Show.
Oh, okay.
And then throw out your projects, and then throw out whatever you want at the end, basically.
All right. You want me to do that right now?
Yep.
Okay. Hi, guys. This is R. Marcos Taylor. You're listening to Below the Belt, and don't make me change you. You better tune in and watch this show, because it's a really good show, and listen to the people. All right? This is Bompton.
Awesome.
Is that good enough?
Yo, Ricardo, R., that was great, man. R., thanks so much for calling in, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You have a good night.
Appreciate your time.
You too, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Later.
R. Marcus cool Taylor.
Cool guy. Nice
Baby
guy.
Driver, yeah. Luke Cage, Straight Outta Compton.
I think you should go with Ricardo. I think
I think it's kind of sexy.
Not only are you honoring your dad, you're still, that's kind of like.